Hi there, and welcome back to Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm the host of the show. If you are hurting because of someone else's problem habits, or if your own habits hold you back and keep you down, this show is for you. So what do you do when you feel trapped by behavior that you haven't been able to change? Or if you care about somebody who's caught in some unhealthy habits? I've been a holistic health educator and a behavior change specialist for almost 30 years, and I've helped people just like you who are stuck in habits that make you feel unhappy and unhealthy. I've learned that there are some common things about all habits, and gosh, there are ways to approach this no matter what habit you are dealing with. I've also seen what happens when a habit takes over a person's life. For instance, if you're like many people, you might say, "I feel fine," when that's the furthest thing from the truth. And I call this looking good on the outside to hide what you're really feeling on the inside. So I created Habits into Health programs because I just know how possible it is for you to stop feeling so worried and even out of control. This show is all about helping you learn new skills so you can create a life free of your problem habit. I want to help you create some new possibilities for your life. The last few episodes, we've been on a roll about resistance, and it's my experience that this is a really unfriendly way to deal with any habit change that you want to make. I just don't like that word resistance. I prefer to talk about reluctance. And I offered the first two steps in a new way to deal with your challenges that's practical and a kinder way to get where you want to go. Today we'll add another piece to that process. When you realize you're pulled toward that behavior that has led to no good in the past, but is still in control of your life. Now, if you've listened before, you know that we prepare the ground before we plant the seeds, right? That means you have an opportunity to practice a brief exercise that is part of what we do here in Habits into Health. We say, let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. So here's a few minutes for you to slow down, connect with yourself, become attentive to your body's signals. And my experience is when you do this, it helps to shift your energy, and it supports you in being present for our topic of the day. You get to join in with the exercise in any way that works for you. And, you know, if you're like most people, you'll discover the more you do this practice, the more the practice will do for you. So let's get started. Just check in with your mood in this moment. You don't have to search for words, although if words come up, that's okay. This is actually a practice in being with what is, though, not creating a story about it. So if you don't feel well, either physically or emotionally, in this moment, give yourself permission to be with it. You don't have to pretend. And even if you're feeling cheerful or happy, that might seem easier to be okay with, but if you've ever been in a situation where you protected someone else from your cheerfulness, in this moment, you don't have to cover it up or shut anything down. And that's true if you're feeling sorrow or grief. Maybe you can just let this be here, just for this moment. And that could be if you're feeling calm or vulnerable, anxious, cautious, curious, or puzzled. These are just examples. In this moment, just acknowledge the state of your energy without any need to justify it or create reasons for it. Imagine that. But I do invite you to acknowledge where in your body you feel this energy. And if you're like many other people, you might say, "Oh, I feel it all over." And that's okay for a start. What I know is that many times, after just being with yourself over even just a few minutes, just a short time, you might notice that specific parts of, well, what I call your geography, because each of us is a complete whole world, but specific places in you might start standing out. So, for example, let's say you might feel your cheerfulness or your anxiety in your chest. You might recognize that some place in you feels achy, like your back or your shoulders or a sore ankle. Maybe you feel something very practical and concrete, like grumbling in your belly. You know, you don't have to explain why. The reasons don't matter. It's easier for other people to argue with your reasons, but they can't take away your felt experience. And the thing is that feelings and moods are physical. So check in with your general mood state and practice noticing where that lives in you right now on a physical level. They might be tight or joyful, edgy or tense, weary, sleepy, active and excited. Where do you experience this? From where in you does this signal, say, I'm tired, arise? In your feet? Around your eyes? In your jaw? Tell the truth to yourself and just let it be. There's absolutely nothing you have to change. The first step to change is just noticing what is. Because how can you change something at all if you only have an idea of what it is, but you haven't really given yourself a chance to feel it and experience it deeply by being with it? This exercise and all Habits into Health exercises are not just practices in growing your awareness, although that is really vital, or even in accepting what's true in you in this moment, or not pressuring yourself or demanding that you push things aside. It is ultimately a practice in self-acceptance, no matter what, and getting off of the story about why and into the feeling of what's so right now. So just take a deep breath. We're going to shift our attention from this practice toward our topic. And as we proceed, you might just check in from time to time with where do you experience yourself. It's a really good practice. I want to remind you that you're listening to Habits into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Conley. I've been a holistic therapist for many years, and I happened to get really lucky. I learned about some effective ways to work with the physical, muscular action patterns that underlie all human behavior. And that includes those habitual behaviors that leave you feel unhappy with yourself. So if you're dealing with a serious problem habit, or even if the problem is a habit that someone else has, you can benefit from learning new methods for dealing with this issue, even if you need some extra special care. And if what you're dealing with, it seems like it's maybe not so serious, but it still bothers you, Habits into Health is really for you. I invite you to come over to the website, habitsintohealth.com, and that's a place where I share some new ways to approach problem habits. I want to help you find your uniquely individual path to the serenity that you want for your life. And you can ask for a free self-assessment questionnaire to get you started. Okay, we're going to go into our topic. We've been talking about resistance the last few episodes, and I said this term is a really unhealthy way to consider habit changes. It's like getting off to a bad start right from the get-go. It's a way of putting yourself down and not recognizing that even your problem habit serves a function. It may be what I call a dysfunctional function, but it still serves a purpose. And my experience is that you'll have a harder time dealing with this habit if you don't really get what that purpose is. And yet, it turns out that taking action to turn things around can help you sort out what the purpose for your habit is. You don't have to get caught in a trap of figuring out why you do what you do. Understanding comes from actually letting your body take the lead and letting that mind that tries to figure things out step back from running the show. Calling yourself resistant is like keeping your mind in control. And that in itself can keep you stuck. And okay, we know you're unhappy about this habitual behavior that you want to say goodbye to, but punishing yourself because change hasn't happened yet is a sure way to keep it around. And that's why I prefer to talk about this as reluctance. Because the more reluctant you are to change, the more it's clear that you haven't really planted the seeds to get yourself ready. And the result is no change. Okay, the last two episodes, I described some different steps to try And today I'm going to offer another step in that process. This can be a really great strategy when you realize you're pulling toward that problem habit that has led to no good in the past. And I'm going to summarize the first two getting us started today. Step one, which I first discussed in episode 87, that's when you feel that pull to engage in your habit. And what you do is you pause just long enough to ask, what's really going on here? Now, I'm going to invite you to trust me here. Although ultimately, by doing this, you'll learn to trust yourself. Because when you're starting to engage in your problem behavior, there is usually something going on underneath that you would rather not know about or feel. That's part of that dysfunctional function. I'm going to hide from myself. I'm going to zone out, get numb and dumb, and not let myself face something that's going on. And one sure way to run away is to engage in my problem habit, because it puts me to sleep about all this. Yes, this is usually not intentional, meaning you're not actually thinking, oh, I'm feeling ABC about XYZ, and I don't want to feel that, so I think I'll do my problem habit instead. No, the habitual behavior has gotten so ingrained that it seems to happen automatically. And that's part of why you feel trapped. Part of this step is to hang out with the question. I call it walking in the question. And that's where you let the question live in you, and you don't try to figure anything out, because that's a trap of the mind. It's like, oh, if I could just figure this out, then I'd understand why I do this, and understanding why will lead to change. Please, do yourself a favor and put that myth to rest. Figuring things out doesn't lead to change. It can be interesting, gives you lots of stories, lots of reasons, but it doesn't lead to change. On the other hand, letting the question be present in you creates a kind of permission. It loosens things up. Trying to figure things out tightens everything down. You want to loosen things up where answers can be revealed without working so hard. And the more you do this, just like any practice, the more easily answers are revealed. So here's an example. Let's say you really want to eat something that you've agreed to stay away from. Walking in the question of what's really going on here might reveal, I'm feeling very tired after a long day. Or that driver cutting me off really upset me. Or I want to celebrate winning that new account. What's revealed doesn't have to be the only truth or the ultimate truth, just something that rings true. That's it. Very simple. And then what do you do? Well, that's step two. It's another statement, another question. And here it is. Now that I have this small sense of what's true in the moment, about what's really going on, do I still want to move toward my problem habit? Do I still want to engage it? And this is a straightforward question. Sounds like it might lead to straightforward answers. Yes, no, or maybe. However, maybe in this case is a yes. Because any uncertainty is the way the mind plays games. Maybe is really a statement of, I don't want to own up to feeling yes. So if you're feeling any ambivalence, then that's a yes. Even though I've revealed what's going on in the moment that's tempting me to do my habit, I still want to do my habit. And remember that part in the exercise about practicing being with? Now you get to really do it. You get to practice not putting yourself down or beating yourself up or any number of ways that you have punished yourself in the past. You just get to own the current truth about where you're at. Now, if your answer is no, I don't need to do this, then feel the truth about that. And I'm going to guess that you'll feel a great sense of relief because you've just woken up instead of choosing to fall into sleep. Congratulations. You can play in the step three sandbox as an affirmation of your commitment. But much of the time when we're still caught in that trap of our problem behavior, the answer is maybe or yes. Yeah, even though I know what's going on, I still want to do it. So here's step three. It's another question. So we're walking in a lot of questions with this process. Here it is. Am I willing to experience the consequences of engaging in my habit based on my past experience? You know, based on what's happened before when I did this. Am I still willing to experience this? You get to clarify your no answer, if it's no, and you get to feel a different kind of pleasure than the short-lived experience from engaging in your habit. That's pretty obvious. But if your answer has been maybe or yes, then you get to take responsibility. And so there's even a little bit of win there, even if you do end up engaging in your habit. That's even a step on the way to change. After all, you've gotten a clue about what's going on, it's triggering your desire or craving or just plain urge, and you've clarified that despite this understanding, you still want to engage in your habit. And now you get to remind yourself of what happened all those other times you did this. Difference is, in the past, you just acted out without going through these steps. This time, even if you decide that you're willing to face the consequences, you're doing it with the light bulb on, and you're not hiding out. And that is a way to get to the win. Maybe you're not there yet, but you're giving yourself a start. Well, we're not done with these steps, but it is time to sign off for now. I invite you to play with these three steps so far. You might be surprised about what's going to come up next in next week's episode. This doesn't happen overnight either, so remember, you don't have to go it alone. Just start small and come on over to habitsintohealth.com. You can ask me for a free self-assessment questionnaire to review your situation. Remember also, be kind to yourself this week. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Mike Lankindly. What I know is no matter how much you've tried and failed in the past, it really is possible for you to stop feeling out of control over your problem habit. And I know that you can start creating a life where you feel just as powerful on the inside as you look on the outside. Let's go for that. Thanks so much for joining me.